Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
Women make friends, and we do it like no one else. Right,
sure,
Michelle?
Do. We sure
my friend.
Do.
Yes, right?
You
and I,
do.
BFFs? There we go.
We
well, there's a book that explains why. And we have the pleasure of having the author on board Her Radio today to discuss this. Teresa Donovan Brown is the author of The Social Sex, A History of Female Friendship. And she was quoted in a beautiful piece in the New York Times. It was all about the social sex, a history of female friendship, and why we're so special. Teresa, welcome to Her Radio. We're so excited. Tell us, what is this book about?
Well, thank you for having me, Pam and Michelle. Basically, the book, which I co-wrote with my fellow author, Marilyn Yalom, we took a look at the historical record of female friendship. So we started with 2,500 years ago and went looking for representations of how women made and kept their friendships alive. And lo and behold, for the first 1,500 years, we discovered there was zero about women's friendship, indeed about women at all. And the reason was that the historical record was written by men, and the culture of their times did not really acknowledge the role of women in society. Important.
Well, just a moment while I wipe the shock off my face. You may now continue.
Which is still happening today, by the
shocking.
Way. Okay.
But, you know, once we saw some glimmerings of friendship in the historical record, among those first glimmerings were the medieval nuns. And these were women who often, from the time they were 10 years old even, were locked up, oftentimes physically bricked in to a cloister or a nunnery where they would spend the rest of their lives with a group of other women. And the women among them who knew how to write did send letters to one another outside the cloister, and we learned that they took good care of each other. So I was thinking about the history of female friendship in terms of the health effects of women's friendships on one another and what our friendships mean to our longevity and the quality of our lives. And there are so many interesting clues we can tease out in the whole history. I mentioned caregiving. So you're locked up with other women in a very confined space. You can bet you're looking out for one another's, not just your spiritual health, but also your physical health. You just had to take care of one another in a way that women have always done, whether or not it has been written down. Recent research by Laura Klein and Shelley Taylor talks about this basic tending instinct that women have toward children and one another, and towards men as well, but it really manifests in the ways women interact with one another. And the speculation is that this helps keep the species alive, because while the men might have been out hunting in groups, the women were left back at the home camp to gather food and tend the children. And alone, they were smaller than most predators they would face, including male humans. But as a group, they were strong and they could survive, with some of them watching the kids, some of them gathering the food.
Right.
And
The
speculation is that we actually evolved so that we have hormones within us that actually release during times of stress. And instead of just triggering us with a flight or fight reaction, women also seem to be triggered to gather together with other women.
Yes, and that's exactly
that.
The research that's shown the oxytocin and all.
Well,
of
we love. We love.
No,
we love
no.
That.
There's no question about that. Go ahead.
But Teresa, I have a question. I just have to ask you, because in the book, you and Marilyn focus an entire chapter on so-called romantic friendships. So tell us what romantic friendships are.
Well, romantic friendships were basically a cultural phenomenon that grew out of what in Western culture we call the Romantic era. Think of poets who wrote great long flowery poems about the beauties of nature. That characterizes romanticism. The romantic friendships were hallmarked by letters women wrote to one another that used the most evocative, often very passionate language to express their friendship and how they felt about one another. Marilyn Yalom and I take the point of view as authors and historians that every female friendship falls somewhere on a spectrum between purely platonic and at the far, far other end, erotic. And romantic friendships, just like friendships today, you know, fell somewhere along that spectrum. For most women, lesbianism wasn't even a term. It is completely anachronistic to apply that term to women really prior to the 20th century.
Well, let me ask you a question. As I'm listening to you and Michelle's excellent question, which got me going too, I was also wondering, flash forward to today now, okay? So, Teresa, we got social media. How has this affected the friendship issue between women?
Well, I think that social media is a tool for everybody, men and women, and can be used for good or ill in developing friendships. The good of social media for women is that it enables us in our busy, pressured lives to sustain and deepen our friendships, even in spite of crazy schedules, kids to take care of, and often physical distance. I hear from so many women that, oh, I've moved away from my best girlfriends in the world, but we have a text group, or we're on Facebook together every day, and I wouldn't even trade that for living in the same town anymore, because we probably would be too busy to see each other, but we are in touch every day. So where there's true friendship and genuine spirit of loving friendship between women, who so often are burdened with busy lives, taking care of, you know, the second shift, we work at the job, then we come home and take care of the house.
Wait a minute now, that brings up, that also brings up men.
Men, and so very quickly, because we're running out of time, but I want to ask the question, can men and women just be friends?
And do this in 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Yes, because since the 1980s, have been raising our girls and boys to play with one another on the same team, to be on the same playing field since Title IX made that available to girls, to be on the battlefield together and to be in the workplace together. And when you look next to you in the workplace, on the battlefield, under pressure, no longer do our kids have to ask, what's the gender of that person? No. They say, has that person got my back? And so, yes, of course, men and women can be just friends.
I love it. We got the answer. Now we're happy. Everyone, we're talking to Teresa Donovan Brown, the author of The Social Sex, A History of Female Friendship. And go to her website, teresadonovanbrown.com, to learn more. And grab this book. It's a fabulous read. You gotta read this. Teresa, thanks for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And ladies, we know how important friendships are, and it's great that men and women can just be friends. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.